The biggest moments in the games.
Mookie jumps up and he has it in the glove, and a Yankee fan ripped it out of him. But the umpire down the right field line is signaling that is an out.
The biggest voices in sports.
Appreciate everything that, you know, the Houston Astros team, and I don't think I could have gone to, you know, a much better organization than the Cubs.
The heartbreak.
It's a party at Dodger Stadium. The New York Mets, as they leave the field and head to their clubhouse, have absolutely nothing to be ashamed of, as they gave their fans one of the most memorable runs in their 63-year franchise history.
The celebrations.
Here's the 1-2 pitch from Buehler. Got him swinging! That's it! It's a World Series win for LA! They've done it! They finished the job and give Los Angeles the parade it's been waiting for!
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
Yes, it's the Bulletin Blitz here on the Bart Winkler Show, Infinity Sports Network, coast to coast. All your favorite affiliates, SiriusXM Channel 375, or you could be streaming us on the free Odyssey app. Search Infinity Sports Network, find Bart Winkler Show, and boom! Bulletin Blitz right there for your convenience. We'll also podcast this. It is Tuesday, June 24th, 2025, and Bulletin Blitz gets you the audio of the day. And we could be talking about the Oklahoma City Thunder, but that's so 24 hours ago. The NBA offseason is all the rave, with the draft literally being tomorrow. And the presumptive number one pick in that draft is Cooper Flagg, and I was today years old when I learned that he's from Maine. So here's Cooper Flagg not only talking about himself, but what he wants to do for his home state once he gets drafted.
Yeah, I mean, it's been incredible. Talking about Maine United, you know, being with my guys that I was with since fifth grade, staying with them and playing AU all the way up through was amazing. And I think, you know, being able to prove, you know, to the state of Maine that it doesn't matter, you know. People say that, like, nobody comes from Maine, like, you can't make it as a basketball player and things like that. I think that's a huge message that I like to, you know, try and send and, you know, prove. And, you know, it could be even bigger than Maine, and anything could be from anywhere in the world, just proving that it doesn't matter where you're from and if people believe in you or not, that you just got to believe in yourself.
Well, and I've always said this about the state of basketball in Maine, because we think of high school basketball, you know, you think of Indiana, of course. You maybe think of some of the academies in California or other states a little lower on the East Coast. But I've always said that the type of basketball that's played in Maine, I mean, it's without question a top 50 state in the country when it comes to high school basketball. So no surprise that Cooper Flagg is a part of that great tradition.
A tradition unlike any others, like the Masters.
Top 50.
Yeah, I caught that one. I mean, are we going to get a 51st state? What's going on? I thought we were supposed to have, like, you know, states on top of states by now. Here's LeBron James. He plays for the Lakers, but, you know, he's a connoisseur of all things basketball. He also thinks that Cooper Flagg is going to be going into a great situation.
He has the benefit, unlike myself, he gets to join a team that's established.
Mm, right.
With Hall of Fame guys, Klay Thompson, Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving, right off the bat, Hall of Fame coach Jason Kidd. You know, these guys are like, they can give him the whole blueprint while he continues to learn what his blueprint will be.
Good for LeBron to compare Flagg situation to his, because you can't just break it down in terms of what it's going to be for Cooper Flagg. You got to tie it into yourself, which is good. Also, are we sure Jason Kidd will be his coach? I mean, it seems like he really wants that Knicks job. There's just kind of no way for him to get that Knicks job.
I'm kind of teasing Caller Fold there. I like that. Mm. By the way, that was LeBron on the Pat McAfee Show, because God forbid I don't give credit where credit's supposedly
due. You sure that wasn't his podcast?
No, it says Pat McAfee Show here, so that's what I think you pretty much heard of Pat with his trademark,
in the background, so I'll give him the credit on it. Let's go from one player who knows where they're going to be going, that's Cooper Flagg, to Dallas, to a player where we don't know where he's going to go. Ace Bailey was really projected to be, coming out of Rutgers, a top three pick. Him and Dylan Harper, 2-3, whichever the order, you can kind of, you know, choose whichever way you want to have you, but it seems that Ace Bailey seems to be dropping a little bit in draft boards. Really don't know what's going on with him and why he isn't taking workouts with teams and meetings. Here he is on his mindset heading into tomorrow's draft.
I'm just working on basketball. That's all I'm focused on so far.
But do you feel like people are getting at the wrong perception of you?
I feel like I can only control what I can control. I mean, you can think how you think, but I can control what I can control.
So what can you control?
Me playing basketball.
So you could have controlled the workout.
I'm focused on basketball. That's not it. It's basketball.
All right, two things. First of all, I don't believe that was what you told me it was. I think that somebody left a recorder on the subway, because I didn't understand a word that was said there.
So it was hard for me to hear it as well. As I played the clip, I'm like, what the hell are we doing? This is an audio segment. The key thing to know is Ace Bailey says he's only focusing on playing basketball. He said playing basketball about 12 times there. So that's the gist of the clip.
All right, we'll see where he gets drafted. It's one of the intriguing storylines, because we thought he'd be three. Now he might not be three, so that'll keep us entertained for an hour. Also, whoever gave you that last quote, that was LeBron James on his Mind the Game podcast.
All right, someone in the newsroom is getting fired.
Now, Aaron Rodgers talked on Pat McAfee. Maybe they cut these quotes at the same time and got it a little messed up. But
I will say, whoever did these cuts, they spelled Pat McAfee wrong. It's here is Pat McAfee show. They threw it in extra A. So
yeah. So I don't know where we. I don't know if it's in the budget, but we need to hire our own cut guy.
Yeah, newsroom's got to step it up.
I don't know. I don't even know what the newsroom looks like. But they have failed us a lot.
You will when it's Packers and Giants here at MetLife. I'm forcing you to come over here. Let's get one last NBA one in here. Here's Brian Windhorst, ESPN talking head. Normally, I don't like to play anybody from the four-letter network. But, you know, when insight's good, then an insight's good. Brian Windhorst said KD hurt his trade value by rejecting other offers.
The Rockets had this happen because Kevin Durant controlled this process. Last winter, the Warriors were ready to trade for him. And he said, I don't want to go there. And they backed off. Last week, the Timberwolves were on the verge of trading for him.
I don't want to go there.
I don't want to go there. And Ant Edwards. And Ant Edwards could have tried to talk him into it. He did not. He said, that's not my place. KD, you do what you do. And so the price came down. The Rockets moved in. That's how you elevate yourself as a team. You buy low.
Yeah, well, with the Suns, I mean, I don't know why they thought this was going to work. This was Matt Ishbia trying to make a big splash as the owner and get a name brand to Phoenix after they had a team that had gone to the NBA Finals in 2021. Kevin Durant, for what it's worth on his sake, he's gone to a new team four different times now. With the Warriors, he joined a reigning one seed. With the Nets, he joined a reigning sixth seed, but they had a lot of cap room and he got his other buddies there. With the Suns, he joined a reigning one seed, and with the Rockets, he's joining a reigning two seed. There is some comparison and some similarity to his career and Aaron Rodgers' career, especially in these late windows where they think very highly of themselves and then go somewhere and they don't really make an impact.
That is a great comparison. Let's get one last one in here. Let's go to the WNBA. Congratulations to Joy Taylor. You have the moron take of the day. She says Caitlin Clark would not be famous if it wasn't for Angel Reese.
It's now like spun to this whole thing where like Caitlin's better than Angel and blah, blah, blah. I just said we would not be talking about Caitlin Clark the way that we do if it wasn't for that moment with Angel Reese. I will die on this hill.
I was with you until that.
The whole WNBA thing is a shame because the league when they are covered in a certain way, then they get like, we don't want to be covered that way. But then also, they are covered very poorly. I mean, everyone's trying to out-stupid each other. I hope we can get to a point where we talk about the basketball. Caitlin Clark is worlds better than Angel Reese, with all due.